Okay, so I have 5 minutes, great. I very spontaneously want to talk about something that we do in the Haskell team to manage dependencies a bit better, but I think it might be interesting for other groups as well. The problem with Haskell packages is that they have very detailed metadata. So they depend on 10 other packages, and they give very precise version ranges of what versions they know they work with. So if you upgrade one package, you very likely have to upgrade lots of its reverse dependencies, even with just a minor bump. So what we did previously was we just upload the package, we see what breaks, we see if there's a new version of that, we upload that. And if there isn't such a version, we have to wait, and during that time things are not installable, or we have to patch, or we have to nag upstream. Neither of these are very good. So what we started doing is create a Haskell packages that depends on everything. Well, actually, that's the wrong one. That depends on everything in Debian with the precise version of the Haskell package that we package, and then just try to install it, or at least try to configure it before building. We never would want to install that. And then that allows to get a good grip on what versions work and what don't. Now, this syntax is a bit more verbose than we need, so we actually have a different list. It's called packages.txt, which just lists packages and versions, upstream versions, and it has some extra features like specifying comments that things are broken and then they're not tested, or that we don't run the test suite, or we have to give special flags. So there might be some, for example, hide-adding Kate. Where's my, there it is. Hide-adding Kate is. So then we have a script called all packages, test packages. And what it does is it creates the cabal file that you just store. It gives some comments about what packages are new in the archive and in the list, or new in the list and in the archive, because if somebody else uploads a Debian package and doesn't update this list, I want to know about it, and so I can fix the list. And then it just runs the script, and after a while, and it takes a little while to decide all the dependencies, it'll tell me that things are fine. 561 packages successfully tested for co-installability. It'll also, for example, I can actually show you two features here. Obviously, we patch things, so we also patch the metadata. So how do we get the metadata in there? We copy all the patches from the Quilt directory, yay for Quilt, to a directory there. For example, for LambdaBot, there's a patch here that disables some plugins, so it removes dependencies. You can see it here. Now, if I remove this patch and run the script again, it will, no, it will not, because removing file doesn't update any timestamps. So let's just clear by hand. So what it now is doing is creating a very own copy of Hackett, which is a repository, with only my metadata patched with Debian stuff. So it's very localized view, but this way we get the patches into the upstream view of Cabal install, which decides all these things. So it's patching here. It tells me about patches for versions that are old, so I can update my patch metadata. And then it runs the script again after writing this. And what it will tell me now is that not only that things are still fine, but me that it would have to install additional packages that I haven't packaged yet. So it will tell me, well, first create these Debian packages before you attempt to do this upgrade or this change to the metadata. How much time do I have? 1 minute. Great. So what else is there to say about this? I can also give it a flag so that it gives all the additional dependency pulled in, so something's wrong here. What usually will happen is that I upgrade something, or here Clint updated num instance and added pipes. So let's pull this into the repo and repository and run it again. Tell me what breaks. Ideally, everybody who uploads Debian Haskell packages would first check all the uploads in this file, and then we never have uninstallable packages in Debian, or at least not for longer than necessary, as it takes to upload stuff and as it takes to new processing. It doesn't always work because this script fails if you have actually packages installed on your machine. So I run it in SJ root, but it seems that other people in the Haskell group don't know about the trick yet, so I'll have to tell them. But it seems to be a very good way to get a good grip on metadata before uploading stuff to Debian. And if you happen to have a language that has similar requirements, you might think about doing the same thing. Yeah, so upgrading num instances will give me error messages. For example, I need to upgrade diagram libs and a whole bunch of packages. Currently we're not installable at the moment. Thank you. Any questions or comments?
No time.
Oh, too bad.